Welcome back, Game Time, live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you. Rocking and rolling our way through a Thursday show. Been good stuff today. Mailbag was a blast, as always. Danny Woodhead's going to stop by in about 10 minutes from now. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, 402-951-1620. Talking about, you know, trying to just kind of dive into, because here, I hope people are here, when I'm talking about Nebraska and just being kind of, and questioning why they're the consensus favorites in the West, it's not because I don't like this team or don't think they can win the West. I like this team and I think they can win the West, but I think there's a difference between that and being the consensus favorite. And so I just think it's interesting to say out loud, okay, here's a team that went 4-8 for two straight years, lost a 1,000-yard rusher, a 1,000-yard wide receiver, and they're picked to win the division? You know, it's like, what? Those things don't necessarily add up on the surface. But when you dive into it a little bit, I actually think the respect for Scott Frost is what garners people picking Nebraska to win the West. I think it's a vote for Frost and a vote for Martinez. That's how I see it. At Ship Billy says on, which is hilarious, Twitter handle. Got I'm going to say that really slow. Ship Billy says. E-Truth Jetman says, exactly. It is the double factors of Frost's respect and reputation and the fact that they appear to have an elite-level quarterback. The defense is also in the second year in the same defense and need to turn the deflections into picks. There are a few reasons for optimism. I can see Nebraska win the division in what appears to be the weaker side, the weaker west side of the conference. It's not wildly irrational to think that 9 wins with a potential win in a conference championship or bowl game, that defense needs to continue to develop with how they finished. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's wildly irrational, but I have a hard time sitting there saying that this team can win. Like, I think they could make it to Indy, but picking them to get not only get to Indy and then win it, it's going to be hard to do. But I do think, you know, that tweet brought up the one thing that, because you can look at the defense and go, man, it's the same, because I said it's the same cast of characters, but in some ways, that's the good and the bad news, right? It's like, the good news is, it's the bad news is, it's the same guys. The good news is, it's the same guys. And when you think about that side of the ball and you think about Lamar Jackson and Mo Berry and, you know, all those guys, they've needed continuity bad. And for the first time, they got it. It's pretty incredible to think that this is going to be the first time they've had the same defensive coordinator, the same defensive system for two straight years since, you know, the last time there was two straight years of the same defensive system, 2015, 2016. Year one a banker, year two a banker. But then think about it. So it went from Pelini 2014 to banker, so change. Then 2015, 2016, stayed with banker. But then 2016 to 2017, went to Bob Diaco. Then Bob Diaco went to Eric Chenander, and now you've had two straight years of Eric Chenander. So you're getting two straight years of the same terminology, the same the same assignments, the same responsibilities, the same voice in meetings, the same voice in film. Like, if you don't think that makes a big difference, you're crazy. It makes a big, big difference. It makes a big difference. So, again, I definitely think there are elements that you can look at Nebraska and isolate and go, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that. Again, you got the best quarterback in the conference. Every other quarterback situation outside of Iowa is a little bit in flux, you know? And I like Nate Stanley. Nate Stanley was a little hot and cold. And, oh, by the way, let's see how good Nate Stanley is when he loses two top 20 first-round picks at tight end. He had two of them. Two! Wisconsin's breaking in a new quarterback. Northwestern's breaking in a new quarterback, albeit a talented five-star kid. But as we've seen, five-star doesn't necessarily always equate to greatness on the field. Purdue loses David Blau. Minnesota just, they need a big upgrade at quarterback. Like, if you're a believer in quarterbacks and schedules and head coaches, then there's a lot to like about Nebraska. But if you dive into Nebraska and look at depth and look at, you know, Maurice Washington's situation, trying to figure out what's going to happen at the wide receiver spot, there's a lot then they go, man, huh, ew. It's It's interesting. What else is interesting is to continue to see the reaction. It looks like there's been over 100,000 views of the Scott Frost video that he tweeted out. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure all of you follow Coach Frost on Twitter, but I also retweeted it. It's a two-minute-long video of this almost like Navy SEAL-looking workout. Guys in boats, guys doing push-ups in the sand, doing planks with guys. I mean, just it is. I mean, again, you got to be careful about watching it and not. You're going to vandalize things because you're just way too crunk. I'm ready to take Nebraska. After a while, maybe Athlon and Phils, maybe they got access to this video and then said, oh, Nebraska's winning the West. There's no doubt about that. Let's grab Bob quick before we set things up and get to Danny Woodhead. What's up, Bob? Appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Well, I heard you talking about that Scott Frost video before, and I'm trying to find out how to view it, but you just answered my question.
There we go.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah, just go to Twitter. It's Scott Frost. You can either follow me at Nick Barr. Scott Frost is just at Coach_Frost, and it's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Bob, you are going to love it, dude. You are going to love it. Make sure you go watch it, okay?
Nick, I got to tell you this. I'm almost 72 years old. How do I get to Twitter? Because I don't know.
If you just go to Twitter, I mean, I think you got to make a profile, but I wonder if, you know what? That's an interesting question. If there'd be a way for you to... I wonder if you just went to Huskers.com, if they have that there. If someone knows, okay, you know what, Bob? I'll try to. If anybody knows, you can email me or you can let me know on Twitter, and I'll try and let you know on the show. How about that, Bob? I'll try to get the answer for you.
That'd be great.
Okay, you got it, Bob.
Have a good day.
You got it. You too. It's a cool video, dude. I always wonder about that with people that don't have. I think you have to. Do you have to have a Twitter? No, I don't think you have to have a Twitter account to see a Twitter video. Right? Or am I tripping? I'm pretty sure that you can just. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Twitter videos you can just you can see online. I'm pretty sure. But everybody needs to check. It's a really cool video. Like, really, really well done. And again, if you were wondering, I don't know if Nebraska's how they're going to do this year, you are going to watch this and say, yeah, they're winning a national championship next year. I mean, again, to me, after watching that video, I think you could send Nebraska, Dallas Cowboys, neutral field. Come on. Nebraska by 2-3 touchdowns. Let's be honest. Let's be real honest about this. But that is that's a cool video. And so there you go. I mean, trying to figure out the West love for Nebraska. I think it's a lot about you, a lot of people respect the hell out of Scott Frost, deservedly so. And it's a year where there isn't just a clear cut for sure other pick, you know? I guess that's why if there ever was a year to say I think Wisconsin's going to win, I think Iowa's going to win. I think that to me, it was a year to have, like, a lot of different picks. A lot of different picks. If there ever was a year to have a bunch of, this was a year. And so it's just interesting when you think about one team getting all the love. Doesn't make a ton of sense to me. 402-951-1620. All right. So still to come, I have a couple of NBA draft sleepers I'm going to give you. I got five of them, and I had to, like, cap it at five. It's weird. It's a draft that's heavy at the top, and then I like a lot of guys that are, like, with good value, that are, like, late first, early second kind of guys. I think Roby's a potential sleeper. Also got to get into the biggest enigma in the draft that is getting a lot of love that If you're going to say this guy, if you're hopping on board with this guy, I think you're just hopping on board with what everybody's saying. And then we'll also get into the guy that there's a certain player that I've just never really loved that is a, you know, various mock drafts have him either in the lottery or in the top 20 picks that I'll tell you who I'm not totally sure that I'm sold on. So that's all still to come. Plus, I want to talk about Kemba Walker for a second, too. But coming up next, let's get to Mr. Danny Woodhead, huh? We'll talk to Danny about NBA draft tonight. I'm sure he's a Lakers LeBron guy, so I'm sure he is pumped about the trade with Anthony Davis. See what he would want to do. Do you spread that money around? Do you try to go get another max guy? We'll talk about all those things and more with Danny Woodhead on the other side.